The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Greetings, friends. It's good to be with you this Friday for the culmination of our series, our week on exploring time. So, just to frame a bit, we have explored the idea of psychological time, the impact of memory and planning on becoming bhava. We talked about mechanical and body time, the difference in tuning into both. And we talked about mortality and preciousness of time. And today, we are going to talk about or explore how the Buddha didn't just say, let go of the past and let go of the future, but also he pointed to letting go of the present, which often surprises practitioners, which can sound really confusing or shocking. Isn't mindfulness all about being in the present moment? Isn't it all about the present moment? Well, yes and no. So let's explore together, friends. What does it actually mean? So without further ado, let's practice. Let's get into our bodies and arriving in this moment in time. Turning our gaze inward. Realizing that time is short and it's always passing. The momentary moments of being. Here, here, here. And allowing ourselves to embody, to rest in this passing moment. Feeling this body breathing, aware of the sensation unfolding in this moment. These sensations are ripening in their own moment, in their own time. Being known. Letting the sensations of the breath in the body be known. in time, right here, right now. Noticing the unfolding of the present moment and how awareness, knowing, sensations, sounds, thoughts, all that we can possibly know in our awareness is unfolding right now in this present moment right here. Being known, bringing more awareness to the nowness, using your word as a verb, but the nowness of phenomena. Phenomena unfolding within this nowness. whatever mind states, thoughts, emotions, whatever unfolds, it's right here. And the doorway through this awareness is the present moment. No other doorway. And now see what it's like if you would grasp to the present moment, just to see the impact in the body, the heart and mind, to recognize it, the moments that we actually do that in life. What if, in addition to knowing, simply being aware of what's arising and passing here, now, there's also this tightness, this wanting of this present moment, like Velcro, clinging to it, the heart getting tight, the stomach getting tense perhaps, around the present moment, This moment, oh, this moment, grasping. And now soften, let go. Let go of the present moment. It's unfolding anyway. It's arising and passing, just to feel it in your body. What it's like to let go of the present. Allow the flowing, because the time is flowing anyway, and yet it's this psychological non-clinging. To the present. Psychological non-clinging, non-grasping. To this moment right here. Spaciousness with it, spaciousness around it. Notice what that feels like. Present in this moment, fully present, feeling, sensing, knowing. No time travel, and yet not grasping to this moment, wanting it to last, wanting it to be a particular way. Not resisting the present moment, not pushing it away. Being in peace, being at peace, the coming and going, and present. With this instance of time, perhaps smiling at this moment of time, a sense of spaciousness, non-grasping. this precious moment. It's valuable. This moment is precious. Right here, it's precious. And it is fleeting. It is fleeting. Can the heart learn to open up? Spaciousness, with care, with love, right here, right now, without grasping. How can there be ease, peace, care, love, spaciousness? Spreading, expanding in this precious moment. Aware. Kind. Without tightening, without grasping around it. With either grief of its passing or pushing away, not wanting it to be this way. This moment, precious and fleeting. This moment. Has never been like this and will never be this. Can the heart know this moment with spaciousness? And as we bring this sitting period to a close, as I announce this, see if the heart clings to this moment. Oh, I want to sit more, grasping this moment perhaps, or oh, thank goodness it's the end, pushing it away. What is the relationship of the heart to the unfolding of this present moment? And letting go, letting be. May our practice be a cause and condition for awakening. In time, of all beings, including ourselves, may all beings be well, may all beings be free. Thanks for your practice, everyone.